You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So on Monday, Merritt School and Mount Royal School in Auckland, obviously, became the 30th school to join the Bikes on Schools program. The idea is to encourage schools to provide bikes and bike gear to their students, as well as bike training. Bikes to Schools want students to feel more confident on bikes and to use them as a means of transportation to and from school. Over the last 20 years in New Zealand, there has been a hefty decrease in bike riding among primary school children. Ministry of Transport's figures from 2015 reflect that fall. So between 1990 and 2014, the average time biked by kids aged 5 to 12 has gone from 28 minutes to only 4 minutes a week. And over the same period of time, the average distance on a bike has fallen from almost 3 kilometres to a mere 500 metres a week.
Who's biking 500 metres a week?
I don't know. I don't know what the point is, but that's an average, obviously. But yeah, it's pretty low. So the trend clearly shows that New Zealand kids use their bikes less and less often. Bikes in Schools is looking to address this issue and insists on the benefits for the students, benefits such as an environmentally friendly means of transportation, a way for children to get more independence, but also more physical exercise in a country that sees its childhood obesity rate go up. So I spoke with Catherine King from Auckland Transport and asked why they support the program.
So Bikes in Schools has been shown to be a very effective way of enabling children to have access to bikes where they might not otherwise, to build up confidence in riding in a safe environment, and to provide families with access to somewhere to ride and build up the interest and confidence in then riding for other journeys, so riding to school, riding to the park, riding as a family. And that builds up for us this great case of environmental improvements, of better health outcomes for children, and ultimately for us, less congestion on roads around schools and therefore safer roads around schools.
The new one is on May Road in
right.
Mount Royal School. It's an area that is surrounded by quite a few bike lanes. Mm. So I'm guessing that makes it sort of the perfect location to have this program there. That being said, would it be hard to have the same program implemented in a school which didn't have as much of a supply of cycle paths around?
So we try and target the Bikes in Schools investment in areas where there are already some network of cycleways that families can use, or where we have identified investment in cycleways that will be coming in the next few years. And in both of those cases, it's building up that interest in cycling and then the demand for safer streets around the schools.
All right. Speaking of safety, actually, in a city like Auckland, is it not slightly unrealistic to think that, you know, it's going to be perfectly safe for children to go to school using bikes?
We know that where we are lowering speeds around schools, we're seeing good safety outcomes. Where we are providing either high-quality separated cycle lanes on busy roads or slower traffic-calmed back streets, that those streets are safer for children and people with their children to ride. And those are the environments that that encourage people to come out, because one of the major barriers, more so than actual recorded safety, is how safe people feel. And of course, when you're talking about your children, that need to feel safe is incredibly important, and we understand that parents need a safe environment for their children and to allow their children to ride. So it's a top priority for us.
Now, a new study from the University of Otago, conducted by Associate Professor Cindy Mundick that we unfortunately couldn't get today, indicates that even though cycling is still a favourite means of transportation among students, traffic-free cycling training provided at school does not actually increase students' confidence in biking to and from school. What it means is that the training provides kids and teens with basic skills and does boost their confidence on a bike, but without training on roads and in traffic, their assurance on roads does not go up. So statistics from the Ministry of Transport for 2017 show that 1 in 5 cyclists killed or injured is actually aged between 10 and 19. And the same research also highlights that accidents mainly occur before 9 a.m. or between 4 and 6 p.m., which is the times when children and teens are more likely to use their bikes. And also 90% of injuries happen on urban roads. So all these figures make Auckland a potentially very dangerous city for kids on bikes, especially without specifically targeted training. I think, if I'm not mistaken, that most of the training on bikes is done on school ground, not really in traffic or on the roads. Wouldn't it be slightly better to also try and get them to be trained on the roads so that they would feel even more confident to be on said roads on their bikes?
Absolutely. So we run 2 grades of cycle training. There's grade 1, which is in the school and in that environment where that's appropriate, and then children graduate to grade 2 training. Now, not all of our schools take up the offer of the grade 2 training. That really depends on how comfortable they feel and how safe they feel the road environment around their school is. But where we do have those cycle routes and slower traffic calm streets, absolutely, we have schools who participate in the grade 2 training. It does tend to be intermediate schools, so where children are a bit older and a bit more independent, but it's that age that's really important to us. When we look at countries like the Netherlands, albeit that they're 30 years ahead of us in investment in their cycling networks, 75% of intermediate age children are allowed to ride independently. And you think of the freedom that offers both the children and their parents, that's absolutely something we want for Auckland children.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.